Rokan Show, 720 WGN. Naperville is banning the sale of dogs and cats from commercial breeders. So if you go to a pet store and you would like to buy a dog or a cat, you would have to go through and adopt a shelter pet process. And right now, Joe McElroy is with us. He's a board member of Adopt and one of the proponents of this new rule in Naperville. Joe, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ro. It's an honor to be on GN.
How did you come up with this? What was the precipitating factor?
Well, the city council came up with it basically because of input from the residents. It's been going on for several years. These humane ordinances are something that's sort of a, you're seeing more and more of it. I believe Naperville will be the 11th city to have what's called a humane ordinance, which, as you just described, prohibits selling dogs and cats from commercial breeders. You can still go to pet stores. We have a store in Naperville now called Dog Patch that used to sell dogs and cats from commercial breeders, but for ethical reasons, he decided he just couldn't do that anymore. But you can go in there tomorrow and have your choice of many nice dogs, and you will be able to buy them from these types of places, knowing that they've been, you know, checked out and are going to be healthy.
And these are shelter dogs. These are,
yes.
Okay, so
yes.
These would be dogs that were otherwise that would have come, instead of going to a shelter per se, you would go to this store. Now, these shelters, a lot of them are nonprofit. So
right.
Why would somebody go to a for-profit business to buy a shelter pet when they could actually just go to a shelter and help a nonprofit?
Well, because our shelter dogs, it's still an expense. I think we paid $350, $400 for our beagle from Adopt 3 years ago. And the reason for that is our dog, our beagle Baxter, as did so many other dogs around here, came up from Arkansas somehow, along with a bunch of other dogs. This happens all the time. Showed up, ended up at Adopt, and was 5 years old, had not been neutered. So most of the money that we spent was getting that guy healthy and getting him neutered and getting him, getting ready. So it really is going to be pretty much the same. You can still go to a shelter. You can still go to pet stores that get dogs and cats from shelters. It's just a matter of now you will be able to buy a dog or cat in Naperville with more confidence that it is not going to have significant problems.
Okay, so what do you mean significant problems?
Medical problems. I was with a dog today that she's 2 years old. She was apparently in a puppy mill, but it's always hard to tell the exact details of the backstories because the dogs can't talk. But the owner could tell that this dog had been kept up in a cage so narrow that she could barely spread out, and so now she's got bad legs. So this owner decided to take that chance, even though she knew that there were problems. But for most people, you don't want to buy a pet that has serious problems.
Right.
And so,
but what if people are looking for, and I know because this is a big thing in Naperville, they want purebred, whether it's retrievers or they want bulldogs or whatever it happens to be that people are looking for, or any of the doodle woodle world. I mean, they'll still be able to buy those from breeders outside of Naperville and bring them back to Naperville, right?
Well, they could go to a commercial breeder outside of Naperville. There's nothing we can do about that. And as one of our fellow board members said, we can't boil the ocean. But regarding breeds, our dog is a purebred beagle. And there's so many rescue dogs available that if you want a collie, you can go to, there's an organization that does rescue collies and find whatever breed you want. So it doesn't mean that you are limited to just whatever happens to show up in the shelter.
All right. Well, it's an interesting twist on all this. Joe McElroy, board member of the Adopt pet shelter in Naperville, and Naperville has now banned the sale of dogs and cats from commercial breeders in the stores there, essentially. I mean, you could still have you could go to a commercial breeder if you wanted to and bring the dog in, but they will not be sold in stores in Naperville. All right, Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Let's check
in now. Lauren Lapka, she's got the traffic and the weather. Coming up in the top 5 on the Rokan Show, why you should never announce that you have the coronavirus on a crowded plane. You might want to stay tuned for that little piece of audio. All right, we were talking about this new rule in Naperville. You cannot go to a pet store and buy a pet from a pet store that is not a shelter pet. It has to be a shelter pet. It can't be from a breeder, a commercial breeder. And I don't know. I'm conflicted about this because I know there's a lot of people who want to get a specific breed of a dog. And yes, there are. I'm all for saving a life and the shelter pets and all that. This is not a shot at shelter pets or saying that shelter pet isn't worthwhile. And in a lot of ways, I believe that shelter pets know that they've been rescued. They behave in a different way. And they're also differently acclimated to their surroundings. Sometimes they're still wearing the scars of abuse. But in other cases, the families just couldn't handle them or whatever it is. And I think they get a sense of what they have been through and then how that connects with the person that has adopted them. I've almost never seen it fail. However, I think people should still have the option, if they would like, to be able to go to a store. If the store is using reputable breeders, and I mean, that is one of the problems. But I just think that this is maybe too restrictive. Kate, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Kate.
Thank you. There are breeders, and I have firsthand knowledge of this, sadly, that say they're breeders, but they are not certified, or they have fake certification, or they have fake records. I have a dog right now. She's the second Irish setter that I have. First one was also abused, but nowhere near this sweetheart. She was in a cage for 5 years, couldn't lie down, only could sit, and stopped eating, and the woman was going to put her down, and I said, nope, just give her to me. And she is a darling, and she's grown, actually, at age 9. Well, I got her at age 8.
Kate, let me ask you a question. How did you know that she had been in a cage for 5 years?
The woman told me.
And this is the woman who was
age.
This is the one who was keeping her before. This is her owner. Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm unclear. She raises, God help me if she hears this, but I've tried to shut her down so many times. She raises Irish setters, and now the very beautiful blonde white golden retrievers. And if she runs out of time with them, and she doesn't have anybody who wants them, she puts them down. I'm just telling you this because there are more people who fake it than people realize. And the other part is, it's wonderful to go to breeders. I actually have gone to breeders twice for another kind of dog years ago. Another type, English Springer Spaniel, and they're first rate.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I want to get to is, I mean, there are a lot of, and Kate, thank you for telling the story. There are a lot of reputable breeders. That's the other piece here. Yes, there are some people who do the wrong thing, but there are some really great, loving families that breed specific breeds of dogs, whatever it happens to be. I mean, you can find them all over the Midwest, these people who do it. And sometimes they're a rare breed, sometimes they're more common breeds, but they really take their time and they treat these animals really, really well. And it seems to me that people who actually work in that business and sometimes, you know, I mean, it's like when I bought from breeders before, they're always 2.5 hours driving distance away. I don't know why it's always 2.5 hours from downtown, but it is. And they they may work in other businesses, but they do this as a part-time deal. And they have lovely homes with these lovely dogs. And they have, you know, they'll have a litter of, you know, one or two litters a year. And then they, you know, they advertise on the internet and they find people who are going to come out and do it. And you come out and you visit them and you visit the dogs. They got a lot of land. And it's, and I've had really, really positive experiences with that. And I just hate to see that go away or that to get penalized against puppy mills. There's no question that we would like to see puppy mills go away. And that's a little bit of what, or not a little bit, part of what the Naperville ordinance here is trying to do, where Naperville is going to make it illegal to, or you're not going to be able to buy, they're banning the sale of commercially bred puppies at pet stores. You just will be able to get shelter animals at pet stores, dogs and cats. Dave, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, Joel and Ralph. I'm just wondering if this ordinance or rule is going to perpetuate the problem. I know many responsible breeders that in their contract, it states that if the purchaser doesn't want the dog anymore, that gets returned to the breeder, and the breeder will then bear the responsibility of rehoming the dog. I think that when you just make a rule that you can only take on a shelter pet, that perpetuates irresponsible breeding.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm not sure I follow that 100%, but I do think that there are, but responsible breeders need to be rewarded for what they're doing. Right. Because, I mean, yes, there are puppy mills and there are people who are breeding dogs. And it's one of the reasons, you know, that you have such a large community of pit bull rescues or bulldog rescues because they're bred specifically for something. And then if they don't meet the challenge or whatever it happens to be, and then they're just let out in the streets and stuff like that. I mean, I understand the need for that completely. But in terms of breeding, there's all kinds of breeds out there that people want and desire. And to say, well, no, you can't get that. And there's, you can tell which, you know, what are the hot ones right now. You go to a dog park and you see, you know, every dog named Lucy is like an Australian Shepherd, or that's very hot right now. The English Bulldog, very hot right now. And some sort of it's a Bernedoodle thing, that it's like it's a Bernese Mountain Dog and a woodle doodle, very hot, and people want them, and they want the hypoallergenic ones. I mean, that's a big deal for people. I would hate to see the restrictions actually complicate the situation for these people who work in the business, for these families who go and they invest in breeding these dogs in small breeding operations, or for the puppies themselves. I mean, why do we have to make this complicated for Duke and Lucy and Baxter the Beagle, we heard about earlier? All right. Coming up on the other side, we got a top five of five that you won't believe. We'll take you through what happened today in Washington in the top five of five, as well as why you should never announce that you have the coronavirus on a crowded airplane. Now, one would think that that would be sort of a second nature thing. You would know that already. But in case you don't know that, in case you're wondering if it's a good idea to say that you have the coronavirus on a crowded airplane, even if you don't have the coronavirus, especially if you don't have the coronavirus, then you will learn from the top five of five why that isn't exactly going to work out for you. All right. Okay. All that is coming your way. But first, we have news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Kim Gordon stands by there in 2 minutes.
Radio Chicago. This is AM 720. WGN.